Hey, outstanding people. Welcome to the Super Tea Podcast Show. So, I'm here enjoying space and time and all of that good stuff, right? And of course, my brilliant brain has decided to take a journey down a rabbit hole. And I decided to speak about this, to come onto my safe space and really dive into these thoughts that I'm having. So several things I have discovered on my life journey that are absolutely authentic, absolutely real, right? One of those things is telepathy. There we go. Telepathy. Telepathy is an accurate form of communication. And when I first began to experience it, I was uncertain about it because with telepathy, you are not audibly communicating or even vocally communicating with the person. You're literally utilizing thought forms for communication. And, you know, unless you are taught about this growing up or you learn about it, it could be startling because we think all the time and our thoughts are influenced by things that are around us. And, you know, we get auto suggestions from commercials, from advertisements. So how do you decipher your own thought from somebody who's actually communicating with you, you know? So that was my biggest challenge with it. But I've gotten to the point, because I've had experience for a while, that, oh, this person's not reading my mind. We're communicating telepathically, right? So I'm like, okay, cool. Right? So with that being said, also I have, ventured off into mysticism a bit. Not even intentionally. I intentionally ventured into spirituality, which, as I continue on that path, ended up putting me into mysticism. And I was already meeting others who were very active on that path, and I was recognizing certain things and certain patterns, and I was just like, this is interesting, you know? It's interesting. I've met all type of people. I've met people who have abused mysticism, and when I say abuse it, basically disrespect the art itself. And I think it's disrespectful to the art itself when you are, it's disrespectful to anything when you are utilizing it to manipulate, control another person, anything outside of yourself, you know? Now, if you're using it to encourage, to help, to support something that somebody already wants with that person's permission, that is different. But when you are overstepping that boundary and you don't have their permission and you're just doing things, you know, it's interesting, right? So that's where this is going to be. If there is a pattern of metaphysics that I always seem to venture to, no matter what is the surface topic. But this topic is, let's talk about mysticism. Let's talk about these different orders where they're practicing mysticism. And within these orders, you take oaths of secrecy, right? And I'm not going to name any particular one because many of them follow the same mode of operandi, right? Like, this is how they operate. And when you become a member, you swear secrecy and you can't disclose of the things that you do in these things. Luckily for me, I have no oaths, no standing oaths, no active oaths. So anything that I have discovered about mysticism or even these different orders, I can talk about, even though I won't mention the name of these orders, because there's various ones, but they all operate basically the same. I will talk about my experience. I've met individuals who've been at the top of these different orders, and I've interacted with individuals who have misused, again, the knowledge, the sacred science that they have privy to, and tried to be manipulative with it. And of course, just having the information is not enough. You know, like, oh, that's like telling somebody, oh, you know, if you do this particular practice, you can have a huge house on a hill, a picket fence, right? And so they go at it to get this, they see a house, right? They see a house, but the house is not empty. The house belongs to somebody, but this is just the house that they want. And instead of them releasing the house and recognizing, hey, I will find another one, it'll be another house, it'll be another hill, they do what they know that they can do to obtain the house, even though it belongs to somebody else. And hopefully I haven't confused you there. Basically what I'm saying is that, I'm trying to break it down into simpleness for you, make it as simple as I can for you, is whatever you, the intention behind what you're doing is key and important. You can want something, you can desire it. If it belongs to somebody else, it belongs to somebody else. If what you want don't want you, then it don't want you. You know, it is wrong to use your knowledge to manipulate someone. That is just absolutely wrong. It's the wrong use of the law, as a good brother would say, because you're not supposed to be using it for those purposes. Yes, you should be intentional. Yes, you should know what you want, but you should also be open and flexible to why do you want it. So this particular person who I had a very, very drastic interaction with, and if I was more aware, it wouldn't have even happened, because I would have gotten far away from them before they even had access to me. You can get access to people so many ways. You can get access. It's called points of contact. Just having an object, everything is energy. And I can, like right now, I'm picking up a piece of paper. This piece of paper I'm picking up, if I give this piece of paper to somebody else, this piece of paper is not just carrying the energy of the paper, but it's carrying also my energy on it, because I attach my energy to it by picking it up. And you can attach your energy to things without even physically touching them. You could attach your energy to things by just thinking about certain things. That's why certain things I don't even think about. I don't even allow into my space. And if it somehow gets into it, I'm like, okay, bye. Like, no thank you. You know? And it's just a part of it. It's the nature of how shit is, for real. Like, these are the things you're like, I don't know why this is that way. Well, this is why. There's a connection. So how I got here today, you know, which I'm always here, but how I got here today, where I want to have a conversation about it, I want to talk about it on my podcast show, is that I met this beautiful soul, just amazing, beautiful soul, and very, very similar, but different paths, you know, different experiences, but at the soul level, just very, very similar, you know. And ironically, they were going through a situation similar to the challenges I was going through, and I didn't think anything of it because of the economy right now. The way the economy is structured is in need of improvement. So I've met several people that, unless they opened up and shared with me certain things, I would have had no clue, because on the outside, and a lot of people would have no clue with me, you know. same thing until I opened up and shared, you know, the issues and the challenges economically that I was going through. So that part didn't like really raise anything. It was just like, okay, it made me feel like this is a bigger issue. This is not me doing any fucking thing, because I'm critical of myself. I am. And I'm always self-evaluating. And so, of course, if there's a challenge that comes up in my life, the first person I'm looking at is myself. And then I'm looking at the other players in the thing, but the first person I'm looking at is myself. And I'm looking at myself throughout the whole everything, you know, scenario, whatever is happening, you know. So that's how I approach stuff. Nonetheless, with that being said, me meeting random people and them sharing things with me without me even asking, they just shared it with me, you know. And I don't know why, because I don't even know how the conversation got to it, but they opened up, they shared it with me and let me know, again, the challenge that I faced and the similar challenges that other people faced were not because the people were not doing what they were supposed to be doing. It's because our economy is flawed. I'm gonna put it like that. It's flawed, but there are solutions. And I'm gonna go to economics. I'm not gonna go there. But it's flawed, and it's room for improvement. I'm not even gonna talk about the flaws. I'm gonna just say there's room for improvement, and there are solutions. Again, no big deal, right? I mean, it is a deal, but nothing that has me like, yeah, okay, you know, I'm at the economy. But there's been an individual I met about a decade ago, and they're into the mystic stuff. They are part of a group of people, and they have done some good. You know, they have done some good. They have done some good in regards to me. But what I found out is that they seem to be a little unavailable, you know. And when I say unavailable, I mean like unavailable for what I personally need. And they won't say that they're unavailable for what I personally need. They just show that they're unavailable for what I personally need. And they'll communicate with me telepathically, and we'll have these amazing conversations, and it'll feel like everything is just in perfect alignment. And then the follow-up is like, but where are you? Where are you? What's the deal? And the reality is, this is somebody who really, really has a sincere interest. And again, there's different factors. They can be scared, they could be listening to mentorship that doesn't have their best interest at hand. They could be being manipulated themselves, you know, and so they feel like that's what they need to do. Like, there's different things. So I'm not counting this person out or putting them as a bad person. It's not what I'm doing. But what I am recognizing is that, hey, what I feel is sincere. Nonetheless, I don't have anything to prove. I am who I am. And although initially I was very traumatized upon our initial meeting, I paid attention to the things, the messages I got. And, you know, I'm willing to build with this individual if they are willing to build with me. I can't be exclusive with this individual because they're not exclusive with me. And I can't just stay on hold because life is moving and there are things, and I want a partner. And if that person is not available to be my partner, then I have to allow someone who is available to be there. And it's not that I have not been meeting quality men. I've been meeting a lot of quality men. And honestly, I haven't been giving them a fair chance. I haven't been giving them a fair chance because I'm like, oh, I don't have that type of feeling that I feel with this other individual. So, you know, if you can't be the one, that's the one. But maybe it's not time for the one. Maybe if it is the one, maybe the one is not even the one. And here comes my question, like, okay, you're communicating with me and all of that. It's good and dandy, but where are you at? What else are you doing? You know what I mean? And I looked at them, and because I care for them, genuinely care for this individual, of course, there is affection, there's love in my heart. So when I see them, I feel happy, I feel good. But I also realized, like, are you taking care of yourself? Are you really, really taking care of yourself? Not just on the outside, like internally. Are you taking time to pray? Are you prioritizing your spirituality? Are you doing any of that stuff? You know what I mean? So we communicate, point blank, we communicate, right? And it's cool. But here is where my eyebrow went up today. My eyebrow went up today. It went up actually several days ago. Went up several days because this beautiful soul that I met, which is not this man that I'm talking about, this beautiful soul that I met is in the form of a female, right? And they reached out to me, and we've been keeping contact since our initial meeting and things of that sort. And they had a celebration that came up recently, and I didn't even know they was having a celebration. And I was like, oh my god, you know, congratulations and everything. Of course, I'm always happy. Give me a reason to celebrate, that's a good reason, I'm for it. So, you know, I congratulated them, and, you know, went about with handling the stuff that I'm handling. And then I noticed when I saw them that, okay, I know that you're mirroring me, like, you know, I know that we attract what we are, but it was like, I saw a lot of me. There's physical things that I chose to do with myself, and physically, we're very similar built, and it was like physical things they did with themselves, and it was very similar to the things that I did to myself, and I was just like, okay, you know, it was just like, nothing, you know what I mean? It's not a big deal, you know what I mean? If I didn't have this mind that always wants to go so freaking deep, I probably wouldn't have even noticed it. But, you know, it is what it is. I did notice it. And I was like, okay. And then I just literally just had a conversation with them because they're assisting me with something. And in the conversation, you know, they were telling me about different challenges that they were having physically, and I was like, oh, you know, I've tried to help. So I just shared some information that I knew, and then I also shared a personal experience that I had, and they were like, oh my god, like, that's exactly what I'm going through. And I'm just like, that's exactly what you're going through? So now I'm tripping out, because I'm like, wait a minute, it's too many similarities that's going on right here, and when they express, see, I'm single, you know, I may claim people periodically, but until I am claiming the same person that is claiming me, let's be technical, I'm single, right? But this beautiful soul is not single, and I, you know, of course my eyebrow went up, but being who I am, you know, it went up and I let it back right down. You know what I mean? Because when my eyebrow went up, because it was like, well, why? Like, I know our economy is fucked up. Like, I know that part I do know. That is not a secret that our economy is flawed. You know, but even with our economy being flawed, what I've recognized just in my observations is that it is easier to navigate it when you do have a partner. You know, when you have a partner, it's a little bit easier to navigate than versus you trying to navigate a flawed economy on your own. So I recognize that. So when they shared with me that, well, they, you know, made it known that, you know, they have one, I was just like, oh, you know, I didn't go deep into it because I was just like, it really ain't none of my daggone business to go deep into it. But now I'm in it because I'm just like, well, why is the similarities the way it is? And the thought that came to me, and sometimes when you ask questions, be careful of the questions you ask because you don't know if you really want that answer. You know what I mean? But the answer that came to me is that it's very possible, And I'm just saying it's possible because I don't want to be accusatory, but it's very possible that this individual that has been telepathically communicating with me and who has all these different ties into these different things because of the type of relations and connections that they have, they're trying to appease other individuals. And appease them how? Well, by keeping tradition. Tradition is if they're part of this group, whoever they decide to have a serious relationship with must be a part of a group as well. Because these groups have for a long, long time, hundreds of years, centuries, been doing things like that, right? And so it's best not to go outside because, hey, you got, we already know when a man and a woman comes together that union takes precedence over any other connections. It don't matter. Only union that doesn't take precedence over is the union that you have with your own higher self. So when a man and a woman come together, that takes more authority over whatever clubhouse I'm in, whatever oath I've taken, because the oath that I take with her or that oath that I take with him, you know, that oath supersedes that. It trumps it, basically. So therefore, you shouldn't be with somebody who's not a part of this group because they ain't supposed to know what's going on inside of these groups. This the groups, that's our secrets. So that's only people that's a part of the group supposed to know what's going on in the group. So you gotta be with somebody who's a part of the group. So that's the position, right? That's the position that I feel that they have been put in. And with them being put in that position, they have a choice. You can go and do what they're telling you to do, or you can make a choice for yourself. But of course, it's a lot of pressure. They're not just like, oh, that's just my suggestion. They're like, no, you cannot do it no other way. It's impossible. And I get very annoyed when another person is telling somebody something is impossible, because you're saying it's impossible, but it's impossible to you. And you don't have the real authority to be dictating to somebody else what's possible for them. If this is what they're feeling in their spirit, this is what they're feeling in their soul, then why not? Why are you limiting them? That ain't the purpose. The purpose is not to limit and call it a discipline or call it whatever. You're wrong for doing that. So I kind of feel that could be happening. And that's why there is, there's challenges, because they don't feel that they're free to be, you know. And another person's solution might be like, well, just bring her in. And it's like, I tried to bring her in, you know, and I'm pretty sure they have, you know, but it just has not been, it just hasn't happened. But me not coming through those different organizations or orders have not kept what is innately mine's away from me. And when I say mine's, I mean this knowledge doesn't belong to that group. Yes, the group has taken oaths to keep it secret, sacred, and I also honor, you know, it in the same way, but it is also available because it is not just, once you have proven yourself worthy to have it, you have to prove yourself worthy to have it, bottom line. And there's not just one way to prove yourself worthy to have it. It's not just, oh, you've got to be a part of this organization to prove yourself worthy to have it. You prove yourself worthy to have it by the thoughts you think, by the actions you take, by the lifestyle that you live. And when you are doing those things, things are going to reveal themselves to you regardless. You don't have to be a part of it. The information is there. It's going to come. You're going to get it somehow, and you're going to have it. And that's been my personal experience with sacred sciences. It has come to me. I have never went seeking this stuff, even just learning about how our nation, we're here in America, this podcast is being recorded in America, how my nation operates. I didn't go seeking that. When I went to school, I didn't say I'm going to study civics, or I'm going to study government, or I'm going to study any of this. No, not at all. I just wanted to be part of the solution. And I started not just wanting to be part of the solution, but actually putting into action that I want to be part of the solution. And by me taking those action steps, then I aligned with people who presented me and put me in these different spaces and places where I was like, oh, this is how our government works. And then I had people come to me, elders come to me and make statements to me and say, yeah, you just keep on studying. You're going to be in such and such place. And when they told me that, I can't even say the place, but when they, because it's happening. And when they said it to me, though, I remember looking at it. I remember this brother. I will never forget him. I don't even know if he's still on this plane, made manifest, you know, because he was older. He was a lot older. He was in a wheelchair. He was sitting at the front door of the National Black Theater. And I was coming in. And, you know, I was just coming in because they was like, hey, you need to come in and learn this stuff. And I was volunteering with some people who say, hey, we're part of the solution, too. And I was like, OK, cool. Let me learn this stuff. And when I went in there, I had very, very unique experiences. I had the brother make that comment to me, tell me that I was going to be in a certain position in a few years if I just keep on studying. I had no interest. I was 26 years old, maybe 27. No, I was 27. I had no interest in being in that position at that point in time in my life. None whatsoever. Not only did I not have any interest, I didn't think it was at all possible. Like, I looked at him like he was crazy. I just smiled and was like, hey, and kept it moving like, oh, hell no, I ain't doing that. And now, fast forward 15 years later, I'm like, oh, shit, I'm doing that. This is where my path is. I'm doing, yes. Okay, yes. This is, because this is not a person. This is a divine mission that I'm here to do. And I'm like, oh. Well, that explains a lot, you know, but how does that work? Because I'm not part of the traditional whatever. And they're like, yeah, it goes deeper than that. There's more levels to it. And nothing has been an accident. Every experience that you've had has been for a reason. So you just keep on doing what you're doing because you're on the right path and you're exactly where you're supposed to be, doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And I'm like, oh, okay, all right, fine, cool. But that has been my experience, you know, just to make things better and how. And so, of course, the ways are revealing themselves to me and the information is available to me due to my character. But let's get back to the similarities that me. So this is what's tripping me out. I feel like, okay, because there's pressure being put on this person, that they have found an alternative. They don't feel like they can just, you know, embrace whatever they are feeling within themselves because they have a position. And they got to be mindful of that position. They got to be mindful of the people that, because if they break the rule, well, then the other people are going to feel like they could break the rules too. And then how are they going to respect their position of authority within the organization? Yada, 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 yada. I get it. But they're going about things in the wrong way because there's no replacement. You can find someone similar. There are beautiful, beautiful, beautiful souls out there. There are. And you can find someone who is genuine and who cares for you and who loves you genuinely in a healthy way. But that's still not a replacement for another soul. That is just a beautiful person, you know? And yes, you can make a decision because we have free will and you can utilize that decision to to build something, but that is still not the soul that perhaps you agreed to before you even came into physical formation to complete certain things with. And in this particular situation, I feel it's not even a soulmate situation, because when you have agreed to complete a purpose with a soul before you incarnate into the flesh, that's a soulmate. And that could be different type of relationships. That could be platonic, that can be familial, that could be a family, you know. Family members could be soulmates. Soulmates is not just a romantic connotation. It's exactly what it is. It's a soul mate. It's not somebody that you got to be romantic with. It's somebody that you are completing a mission or completing an agreement that you made with on the soul plane before you even came into physical form. So I'm not talking about soulmates. We have plenty of soulmates, but we only have one twin flame. And I want to go into that topic because I feel that this individual is my twin flame. And if I am accurate, then there's no replacement for them and there's no replacement for me, because a twin flame is one soul that incarnated into two different people. That's what a twin flame is. A twin flame is not a soulmate. A twin flame is actually one soul. So you're one soul. We have the same fucking soul. It's just I have this body, you have that body. And so these fucking rules are not applicable, because how do you tell somebody to not join with their soul or not put... I'm trying to just put it as simple as possible, but you can't tell nobody that. You just can't. I don't care what organization you're a part of. I don't care what group. I don't care about the rules of the group. We're talking about soul. We're not those rules of the group apply to lower level shit. They apply to humanity. They apply to normal condition. There are rare exceptions, and this is a rare exception. And it is their responsibility. When I say their, him, he, it's his responsibility in his position to educate them. Listen, these are the rules, yes, but there are rare exceptions. And this is the rare exception. And I don't need your permission, but I need you to know, because I am honoring my soul. And not, this is not just a soul mate. This is my soul. Her, she, me. That's my soul right there. I'm not going to deny my soul for a rule of a group. I'm not going to do that. And I'm not going to utilize my skills and my gifts to manipulate another soul and get this soul to mirror her. I'm not going to get the soul to mirror her. That's not her. She's beautiful. The soul is amazing. But that's not her. That's not me. It's very deep. It's deep, and it's interesting. And I recognize who I am. I recognize the dynamics, but I also recognize that it's we still have free will. So we can communicate with each other and all of that good stuff. But there are things that need to be done, and I'm not going to pause those things or pause my life any longer in the romantic department, or just interact with somebody who cannot be a true partner in the things that I'm here to do. Now, of course, my twin flame can fit that position perfectly because it's my soul. But there are other individuals, good souls, that I can choose to join with, get into a relationship with, that will assist in what I'm here to do. Now, how long will the relationship last? I don't know. But they can be, we can be assets to each other. I can assist them in furthering their purpose. They can assist me in furthering my purpose. And although they are not a twin flame, and although they probably would have assisted me whether I was single or not, because I am single, we are going to take that into accountability, because I don't want to be, and I don't have to be. I had a conversation with my cousin last night, because there is a lot of opportunity for me to be active sexually, right, with another person. And I don't do that because I know that it's not a superficial action. I know that I would be, number one, making a soul tie with a person. So you could tie your soul to a person just with sex, you know, whether they're your soulmate or not. So I don't want to know. No, I don't want to do that. Also, I'm looking at the dynamics of the community that I live in, and, you know, like, where is this person at? Where's their awareness? Where's their spirituality? Okay, you're attractive and you're not harming yourself as bad as other people has harmed themselves physically by taking drugs and things of that sort. But still, at the same time, what are you feeding your mind? Where's your mentality at? What's your spiritual practices? Those are, like, top tier questions for me before I'm considering. But I will be honest, and what I had to recognize today, and I'm going to be completely transparent, is that I cannot deny my human form. I just have to be mindful of how I operate my human form. So what I have opted to do was to not deny it, acknowledge it, and not feel like it's wrong. Oh no, that's the mammal of me is right. The mammal of me that smells pheromones, that pumps pheromones through my motherfucking veins, the other people smell that there's a attraction. Oh, that's normal. That's normal. And we are in the season of a lot of fucking somebody said that shit. Oh my God, I don't know who said it. It's like everything is fucking right now. The bees are fucking the flowers. Everything is fucking. It's natural. It's a natural thing. So I called my cousin because I had one of those moments, those one of those attractions, and I was like, oh shit, be careful, Takara. No. You cannot. And it's like, no, stop denying yourself. Stop saying you cannot. Say, yes, we can, but this is the way. Not with this individual. But I can honor my nature. I can honor my sexuality without making an unwise decision and connecting with a soul that I don't know just because the soul is physically attractive. Where I'm more than physical. So it has to be more than a physical attraction for me. And I'm okay with that. And I can honor, again, my body. And I can acknowledge it. And I can soothe it. Because I have the tools to do so. And then I can utilize that energy in a wise way as well. So that way I'm not denying me. I'm not repressing, oppressing anything. I'm being free. I'm just being wise with my freedom. I can go. I can close my door. I could take care of me. I didn't feel much better, and I did. And I ain't trying to be TMI, but I am, you know, and I did. And I'm glad that I have that awareness that it's okay. It's okay to embrace it. Just don't pervert it. You know, when it's perverted, then, or misused, or not honored properly, that's where the chaos comes in at. But if I say, okay, body, that's how you feel, okay, you feel a little tense, all right, let me rub there, let me massage there, you feel better? Oh, that does feel better, huh? What else can I do for your body to make you feel better? What can I do with my hands? What can I do with my surroundings? What can I do with the tools that I have? I could put on some soothing music. I can move around because it's all energy. So anyway, I don't wanna go away to another direction with this. But we are whole. And if we're gonna be whole, I'm whole. I'm whole. But if I'm gonna be holy, I gotta embrace all parts of me. I cannot starve one part. I can't sacrifice no parts of me. I have to embrace them. I have to love them. I have to sit with them. And when I say sit with them, I mean sit with the parts of myself. And sexuality is a part of human nature, and it shouldn't be denied. It shouldn't be as chaotic as it is right now, but it should not be denied neither. It should be treated as what it is, sacred form that it is. How we get back there, that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother podcast episode. But what I do want to say is that the similarities are too similar for me. It was like, it's okay, that's a coincidence. Our economy is flawed. Okay. We got similar, what you call it now, hairstyles. But you didn't have that when I met you, but now you do have that. Why do you have that now? Who put that, who gave you that idea? Like, it was just something that you decided to do? Okay, I mean, all right. But now, our physical bodies are going through the same stuff, and we ain't even together? You all the way over there, I'm all the way over here, and you going through the same... What? Wait a minute. Let me consult with my spirit team. What's going on? What's going on? What's really going on? Oh. What do I need to do? Talk about it, release it, bring awareness to it. We need to talk about all challenging things, people. And that's a challenge right there. That's a challenge to be in a position of authority and be part of a group where you have these rules, you have these regulations, and you have integrity, so you don't want to break these rules. And because you're in a position of authority, not only do you don't want to break the rules because of your personal integrity, but you know that you breaking the rules will set a precedence for other people to disregard these rules, and these rules are there for a reason. Yet, your soul is pulling you to make an exception, and you don't have no way how you're going to make this exception, and you've talked to people about it, and they don't understand it. This is nobody who understands this. There's nobody, literally, for you really to talk to about it that can understand it, aside from your very own soul. And when you talk to your soul gives you solutions, but then you look at these other dynamics, and you're like, well, how can I exercise a solution if I'm in this position? If it would break a rule, if me breaking a rule could impact these other individuals negatively, what do I do? How do I honor you, soul? That's a question for them to have with their soul. And that's the only way you're going to get an answer. That's how I get my answers. I love talking to people, and of course people who are into metaphysics and into mysticism, that is a plus. But what I've recognized, even talking to people who are into metaphysics and mysticisms, they can't give you the answers that your soul can give you. They just can't give you those answers only your soul can give you. So you got to be able to sit down with your own soul and have these conversations and come with these solutions, because you may have the skills, okay? You got telepathy, and not everybody is even aware of telepathy. So some people think that the thoughts that they have in their head is not influenced by anybody or anybody actually sending them a telepathic message. They think, oh, this is me. I'm thinking this. I'm deciding this. I'm doing this. And are you? Because unless you're sitting down being still on a regular basis, it can be very easy for you to confuse your own soul's voice over these loud-ass influences and others intentionally, telepathically sending you shit to your fucking mind. So, how do you know? How do you know it's not a suggestion? I had suggestions, man, and let me tell you something about suggestions. Let me tell you about telepathy. Let me tell you about our fucking minds, how fucking powerful they are, and how complex they are. There were things in my motherfucking brain and that went past my conscious, and a lot of things are designed to go past your consciousness. When it goes past your consciousness, you're not aware of it. Straight in your subconscious, and 90% of what you do is based on your subconscious. 90%. So like I had a color theme that I wanted to do in my living room. Beautiful color theme. And then I start seeing it every fucking where. And I was like, what the holy fucks? Like, hold up. Is this my color theme? Is this a color theme that I want to do? Or is this a motherfucking color theme that was suggested and went straight past my conscience? Because I wasn't looking at the person's background. I was looking at the person, like influencers, for example. Because this is what this particular scenario pertains to, about the color scheme of my living room that I was initially planning. I was like, oh, I want these colors. These colors sound great. And then, because I said I wanted those colors, I noticed that, oh shit, this is the color I've been looking at for the last year. I didn't even fucking recognize I was looking at this color, because I was looking at my consciousness was focused on the person activity. In this scenario, the influencer. I wasn't looking at their couch colors. I was looking at them. They were doing silly stuff. I was laughing, and all of that stuff in the background went to my subconscious. That's why when people are doing their podcast shows, they have it structured a certain way. It's not by accident. You see a plant in the back, or you see a book in the back, or you see all of that is strategic. That is marketing. It is strategy. Because yes, you may be consciously listening to that person, but subconsciously you're taking in everything. And unless you are disciplined, and unless you are aware, you are just going to allow that shit to flow in. Now, when you have awareness, you can stop it. You'll be like, no, thank you. No. But if you ain't aware, that shit just going into your subconscious, and your mind is just recording it, and then you're behaving certain ways. You don't even know why you're behaving this way. It's because your subconscious programming that you wasn't even aware that was happening. So now, I got over the color shit. I'm over it. Whatever I have, I'm gonna love it. I'm going to love it. It's going to be perfect. I don't have to be intentional about those little things at this point, because what I want right now is something that is sturdy, something that is easy to keep clean, something that looks good, and something that's going to be able to hold my guests and my relatives when they come visit me, and also me too, in regards to furniture. So that's it. That's my intention right now. I'm gonna be open because the universe, God, they were trying to tell me, oh, you could just go over here. Trust me, you're gonna like it. You're gonna like it. And instead, I was being stubborn, and then I realized, oh, hold up, like it's hard for me to get up. I'm sleeping on air, literally. I'm ready to get into a real bed finally. And yeah, no, I'm going the route of where spirit has been pushing me instead of going the route where I'm gonna do it myself and I'm just gonna hold out and do it this way. No, spirit, you got a gift for me, I'm gonna take it. Thank you very kindly. But that's not what that's just an example of how our minds work and how we need to know how it works, because once we know how it works, we'll realize and we'll be aware of why we think the way we think, why we make the choices that we make, why we do the things that we do. And when we know why, then we could be like, oh, well, I want this instead. And that's where you shift. And that's, you know, it's a lot to it. It's a lot to it, but we can do it. We could definitely do it. But back to my twin flame. Get it together. Your position of authority is your position of authority. I get it. But let me tell you something. I have been very clear. And I am not going to deny the next quality man that comes into my life. Bottom line. So you got your rules, you got your regulations. I'm not there. I'm not meant to be there now. But what I know, I'm supposed to share, because some people will never go there, but they still have the character, and they still are entitled to know the truth. They still are entitled to govern their lives, whether they're a part of a group or not. They are entitled to govern their motherfucking life. So you may have gotten the information from inside of the group and feel like you can't share it, but I didn't get the information from inside the group. I got the information straight from source, so I am sharing it. And that's probably why I'm not in those groups. Now, will I ever be a part of those groups? Yes, eventually. But there's other things that are happening before that. And I don't know what that means about us. Because I'm with the shenanigans. I don't give a hoot or nanny about low level stuff, to be honest with you. I'm not operating on that yet. I'm still in the flesh, so I'm not gonna deny that. And if my flesh I'm gonna stop talking right now with what I need to tell directly to them. I'll tell it directly to them. But to my listeners out there, are you having any of these experiences? People are getting very spiritual and study metaphysics and things of that sort. But is it shifting your lifestyle for you, I should say? And if so, in what way? And if you are a part of one of these groups, do you feel pressured to comply with things that go against what your soul is instructing or guiding you to do? Do you feel comfortable with your own soul? Are you just following after somebody else's instructions? Well, we're still in Resurrection Week, people. And there's lots of stuff that's happening. But I'm grateful. And I'm here for it. And like I told my family member yesterday, I'm here for the new. Yeah, the old shit could go away. It could go away. I'm here for the new stuff. Only stuff that needs to stick around is stuff that is in alignment with us being progressive on this earth. Earth ain't going nowhere. Now, we could fuck her up. and she could look like Mars, because I'm pretty sure that's what happened up there, Mars. This is the first time. Like, come on. It ain't the first time that beings have fucked up a planet. Because out of their ignorance. But here, Earth is. I don't want to get too galactical for you people. Because the main point of this transmission right here is for you, whoever is listening to this, to follow your soul. But first, you're going to have to clear out a lot of the other programming and suggestions that you've had for God knows how many years. You have to clear all of that shit out. Clear all of that out.
Yeah.
And get in contact with your soul. Check in with your soul. And then develop spiritual practices. And then find a community to plug yourself into. And it's going to work itself out. Find what you're good at. Your soul will guide you and direct you there. Take care of yourself. Yes, people have been around longer than you, and they can tell you only, and some with the very best intentions, can only tell you what is best for them. They can never tell you what's best for you. They could tell you their personal experience. And you gauge what you gauge from that. They can't tell you what's best for you. And neither can I. I don't care how ancient my soul is. I don't know what's best for you. I just know what will work and what will assist you. And that is getting in tune with your very own soul. Because that's where I go to get my stuff from. I go straight to the source. I know people can only tell you what's good for them. From their own experiences. You will know inside your soul. It will connect. Oh, yeah, yeah. You'll get something. You'll get an inner something that's like, yeah, yeah. Or you'll get an inner something that's like, oh, hell no. Oh, that's what you... Okay. All right. Well, good for you. But that ain't gonna work for me. So, again, the point of me sharing my experiences is to bring awareness to things that you may not be mindful of. And also to encourage you to be in tune with your own soul and develop spiritual practices, because those spiritual practices that you develop in regards to meditation and affirmatory prayer and visioning and using the faculties of your mind and training your mind, those things are going to strengthen you spiritually, what you need in these tumultuous times. Shifting on the whole fucking planet. And you can't just be drifting here, drifting there. You gotta be solid. And flexible, of course. But solid. You gotta know what you know. And be who you be. Don't let me tell you who to be. Don't let nobody tell you who to be. You want to know who to be? Go straight inside yourself and find the fuck out. And if there's shit inside yourself that needs to be tossed out, old programs, old beliefs, toss that shit the fuck out. Throw it away. It's not serving you. Just because you memorized something and it felt good for a moment, or it was even good at that moment, is it good right now? How is it serving you right now? What you have in your life right now should be of service to you. Because you are here to be of service. And I could keep going on it. This hour is at its max. So enjoy these energies, people. And be true to you. Thank you for tuning in to the Super T Podcast Show.